Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and interim boss Ralph Rangnick praised the attacking play of his side following Thursday's 3-1 victory over Burnley at Old Trafford that ensured United made a winning end to 2021 and that they will enter the new year sitting in the top six of the Premier League standings. Rangnick believes a formation switch and the six changes he made to his starting 11 were the main reasons for United's improved display. They were 3-0 up inside the opening 35 minutes of the contest, thanks to goals from Scott McTominay and Cristiano Ronaldo, as well as a Ben Mee own goal. Burnley did pull one back before half-time through Aaron Lennon, but United delivered a controlled display in the second half. Elsewhere, and defender Eric Bailly has reassured supporters he did not pick up an injury during Thursday's game. The Ivorian was substituted midway through the second half after going to ground, but he insisted that was down to tiredness rather than an injury. Bailly, of course, is due to head off to the Africa Cup of Nations with Ivory Coast over the coming days. In terms of defensive injury news, Rangnick provided an update on the fitness of Victor Lindelof after the match as well, with the Swede potentially coming into contention for Monday's clash with Wolves at Old Trafford. Lindelof has missed the last couple of United games after testing positive for COVID-19. Finally, and Edinson Cavani started Thursday's match and his performance certainly caught the eye. However, there is still speculation linking the Uruguayan with a move away from the club in January, and it is understood United have a contingency plan lined up if Cavani does push through with a transfer, as they are looking to bring in Mauro Icardi from PSG as a potential replacement. That's all for now. We'll have more later.